It is the Wednesday of the bye week for the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles. I'm Dave Erib from KYW with the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Yesterday was the coordinators' press conferences after that bad loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Merrill, let's start with defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. What stood out to you about his session?
Well, Vic doesn't make excuses. He never does. At the same time, he was obviously unhappy with the way things went. There was no doubt about the fact that the Eagles did not cover well. He said it's something that they have to continue to work on. And he said they've got to bounce back from this. He said they have a lot of work. He also admitted that the tackling was poor. He said a lot of times they left their feet too early and they didn't wrap up as they have to do. So he was not happy about that. He talked about the fact that they lost Reed Blankenship. He was sick. He said it could have been food poisoning that he woke up with that day and wasn't able to stay on the field for too long. He did say that they have some reinforcements coming. One thing, he said that Cooper DeJean is getting closer to playing some safety. And also this week, he believes that Sidney Brown, who last year had a very good rookie year before he got hurt in the last game of the regular season, should be back on the practice field. He expects him back, and he'll be put on that 21-day list, and they'll have an opportunity to activate him from that.
They counted 15 missed tackles.
Yeah, 15 missed tackles.
That's
15 missed tackles, and that's bad. That's awful. I still think when you look at the tackling, it's a product of not tackling during the preseason. Everybody's under the same guidelines by the Players Association, but the Eagles have not tackled well. There are too many broken tackles, and you can't let that happen.
Merrill, you watch all these games across the NFL. You're constantly locked into these games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. Do you see as many missed tackles in games across the league as you're seeing with the Eagles right now?
No, not as many as I saw on Sunday, and they're not setting the edge. And people are going to the sidelines and making their cuts, and the Eagles are whiffing. More too often.
It is too much. All right, let's turn to offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. And a big theme from his session was the slow starts that the Eagles offense has been going through. What did he have to say about that?
He admitted that he's concerned about it. He said that's something that they are evaluating this week, and it is a big focus. One of the things he talked about was Saquon Barkley. He said they've got to get the football to him as much as possible. We've got to get him more touches. And he also said that once the snap occurs and the play begins on the passing downs, you've got to get the ball away sooner. He said they will find solutions and find a way to get off to quicker starts. This is the only team right now in the entire National Football League that has not scored 1 point in any first quarter, and that is a real problem. So he said this is something they have got to work at and find a solution.
Yeah, they don't start the games in the second quarters, that's for sure. So, you know, they play the first quarter for a reason, and it would help the Eagles to score some points. And it would also help the Eagles not to have any mistakes on special teams, and they had a couple of them in that game against the Buccaneers. So we turned to special teams coordinator Michael Clay, and one of the things he had to talk about, Merrill, was the Isaiah Rodgers. And Isaiah Rodgers not really knowing the rules when it comes to what's a penalty and what's not a penalty on a punt return.
And Michael Clay blamed himself. He said that he's got to do a better job of making the point there. He said there are circumstances where the gunner can push. And Isaiah Rodgers was the gunner on those punt returns. And he said that the rule is very, very complicated. He said, but he's got to make a better point to Isaiah Rodgers and everybody else of exactly what is legal. And also we talked about Cooper DeJean, and he said on the short high punts, he has to call for a fair catch earlier. And that's something that he did not do. He might have been a little late throwing up his arms.
And we'll close with this. You know, after the game the other day, I asked you what your concern level was about this team. At this point of the week, after having a chance to think about it, how concerned are you about the 2024 Eagles after four games?
I'm concerned. because there have been a lot of problems. Hopefully they're using this bye time to fix them, to address things and come back strong. We'll know more in about 10 days because the Cleveland Browns will come to town a week from Sunday, and this is a game the Eagles absolutely should win, and we'll see if they can get back on the track right there. However, after four games, there's concern, but there's a lot of season left.
Well said, Merrill Reese. Always appreciate the time. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.